Remy.
Hi, Remy. Yes.
Congratulations. Well done. How do you feel after the game? Was it one of those matches where you thought, well, we were lucky to get a point there, or were you more richly deserved of what was a hard-fought draw?
It's a mixed feeling because, of course, they touched the bar, so you can say we have been quite lucky. But when you look at all the game, I think we deserve a point. We deserve not 3 points for sure, but I think the point is reflecting the game.
You have to put it in the context that you're playing the best team in the league right now, but you didn't create anything. Is that something you're going to have to look at?
Yes, of course. I mean, when you play City, it's not a normal game. I mean, Villa has lost his last 7 games. We were playing a team who has not lost their 8 games. They have literally crushed FC Sevilla in midweek. So, you know, I was not expected 2 or 3-0 for Villa today. You know, you have to be realistic in football. And my players were very happy at the end of the game because they are realistic. We know which kind of team we have played against. And then for me, it's a base to build on, you know. I've been only with the player for 3 sessions. I don't know if you realize what it is, 3 sessions. Then I'm happy. We are not safe today, of course, so we have to stay quiet, to stay realistic. And I know that there is still a lot of work to do. But today was important for the player to regain a little bit more confidence. And I think after the game, when you got a clean sheet against City, it's quite good for your confidence.
And that's the first clean sheet that you kept in the Premier League since the opening day of the season. It's worth pointing out that it is early in your reign and you've only had, as you said, 3 sessions. But have you seen enough in that time, not only today, but also in those training sessions, that Villa have got what's required to stay in the Premier League?
I mean, to be fair, I think so. I think so. The problem is that 11 games has been already played and we have only 5 points. So this is the difficulty that we have to cope with. But, you know, the spirit we showed today, let me think that we can do it. We can do it. The fans have been tremendous. And I think that Villa Park can be now... Maybe we are going to try to do it very difficult for the opponent.
Finally for me, there was an incident towards the end of the game when Rudiger Stead throws the ball at Joe Hart.
I didn't see that. I was turning on my bench speaking about I don't know what. I didn't see it.
But that's sportsmanship. Is that something that you wouldn't want to see in your team?
I didn't see it, so I cannot speak about. I will have a look at the stuff, you know, at the video, and then next time I can explain to you. To be honest, I don't really like, of course, if something wrong happens. I mean, you have to be fair play. I've been told that the City guy missed the ball, so I don't know. I can't say.
Judging by the atmosphere in here today, Remy, do you think that performance has given the Villa fans belief that the club will survive this season?
I hope so. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen until the end of the season. So, but, I mean, today I've seen a team, I've seen a group who played as a unit. I've seen players happy, quite happy at the end of the game, you know. So hopefully something is starting to change. It's my job, it's my belief. But I don't know, I'm not, I can see in the sky.
Remy, first time we've seen Charles Nzogbia at all this season. What did he do in those 3 training sessions with you to convince you that he deserved a place in the starting, the squad?
I mean, Charles is a very, very good player. I asked at the club, the chief executive, when I arrived, if there was a problem, I don't know, with his contract, with something wrong, and nothing was wrong, so... I just pick him up because I thought he was useful for the team. But maybe next week he won't be. I don't know. It's not because he's French. It's not because it's just because it was my feeling that today he could be helpful for the team.
Sean, just finally now, an international break to really bed in your ideas.
Yeah, I would have preferred to have all my players. In another sense, it means that we have also good players if they are going on international duties. But we will work with the player who are not traveling, of course. So it will be very important to have a very, very good training session to prepare the next game.